Good morning, sir. What is your name before we get started, sir?
My name is Vicente True.
Okay. You can, who's going to do him? Okay. One second. Mr. True, well, before we get started, would you put the CO3 on the phone, please, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. Good morning. This is the Arizona Board of Executive Diplomacy, C.T. Wright. I just wanted to check with you. How many do you have at your unit for us today, sir?
Three total.
Three total. So we have one. This will be the second one, so we'll have a third one. Okay. Well, okay, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much, sir.
All right. You're welcome. It is.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Good morning, sir. Could you say your name and AEC number for the record, please?
Yes, my name is Vicente True, and my AEC number is 304427.
All right. You're referring to the Arizona Board of Executive Diplomacy in regards to your previous supervision. Continue, I'm introducing to the board members that are here today.
Okay.
To my right is the Honorable C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman. His right is the Honorable William Thomas. And his right is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. I'm David Gale. I'll be the panel chair today.
Hello, good morning.
Also in the room is Mr. Osborne, who is from the Department of Corrections, and we represent him and the parole officer today. Okay. I need to swear those of you in. So, do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth? So, help you guide and be so firm.
Yeah, I guess I do.
I do, sir.
Sir, prior to the hearing, you received a form notifying you of the date of the hearing and inviting you to the hearing. Can you remember that form?
Yes.
Okay. One of the things on there that advises you that you have the right to hire an attorney at your own expense for the day, or that you could represent yourself. Are you representing yourself today, sir, or did you hire an attorney?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, thank you. All right, the hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we will determine the terms and if the terms and conditions of your good supervision have been violated. In phase two, we will determine whether community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. Okay, sir. I'm reading the allegations on the warrant, and when I read them, I'm going to ask you if they are true or false. If you say it's false, we'll get some more information from Mr. Osborne, and we'll discuss it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. The warrant has two allegations on. First is a violation of your condition of supervision number 7. As determined by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on about May 23rd, 2017, for the task individual testing compliance summary dated May 25th, 17. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay. Second allegation is violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Reborn, 1841 West Fairmont Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about May 23rd, 2017, without prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you were in scammers from supervision. Is that one true or false, sir?
That's true.
Okay, based on the initial name, Mr. True, I do find Mr. True was delinquent as he violated the term conditions of supervision and that he may have lapsed or would not last in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. All right, sir. On phase 2. Before the bottom, Mr. Osborne is going to give some further information. Okay?
Okay. Yes, sir. Mr. True was released from DOC custody on May 2nd of 2017.
He was arrested on October 5th of 2017 by the Buckeye Police Department on such gun owner status, and was returned back to our custody on October 6th of 2017 with 135 gun days, with a community supervision end date of April 14th of 2018. Current conviction, 2015 forgery, 2 years, 6 months. He's had one term with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-3, a mental health score of 2, and a substance abuse score of 1. There's no SUG or gang information noted. He has a minimal disciplinary history with possession and manufacturing of intoxicating substances and criminal damage noted. And since his return on October 19th of 2017, received a write-up for disrupting camp or being out of place. Other arrests, 1997 assault, Oregon juvenile detention. 1997 influencing a witness, Oregon unknown. 2004 robbery, Oregon County Jail. 2004 burglary first degree, Oregon County Jail. 2007 unlawful use of means of transportation, Oregon County Jail. 2007 flight from law vehicle, Oregon County Jail. 2008 theft, Oregon felony conviction, state prison. 2008 dangerous drug violation, Oregon felony conviction, state prison. 2012 unlawful use of means of transportation, AZ no contest. And 2012 criminal trespass first degree, AZ no contest. And he has a community risk score of G5V5.
Thank you. Mr. Trudeau, we'll go over some of the information in our packet. Shows that you were approved to reside at Bingorn, 1841 West Fairmont Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, when you were released. Did you stay there until you actually absconded this time?
Yes, I did.
Where did you go from there? Where were you staying while you were absconded?
I was staying with it was my daughter's mom.
Were you, it shows here that you were working with Steel Masters at 3850 South 16th Street, Phoenix, and that you quit on May 23rd. Were you doing anything to work while you were scouting, sir?
Yes, I was working for Arizona Tile Company. I was still going on with my everyday life. I just when I left, honestly, I had no reason to leave newborn assistance at all. In all honesty, that was a really, really good group home, and they offered me very good services and resources.
Okay. In a couple of minutes, I'll give you a chance to tell us everything about what's going on. Social program ended on May 3rd of 17. You refer to task covered on their color code system, and you were assigned gray. So you submitted 0 clean urine samples while on community supervision. On May 23rd, you failed to report a task and provide a urine sample for public grade. You were attending substance abuse treatment at Bingorn. Okay, so you started to tell us why you really didn't have an excuse to leave Bingorn. Well, what happened?
Well, after I ran everything through this, in my air and thinking and the whole cycle, I was going home from work and on the bus, and I happened to notice a female that I would like to talk to, And so I got off the bus early. That was my first mistake. And when I got off the bus early, I decided to buy a soda, and I was walking, and then I ran into somebody that I've known from the past, and he asked me if I needed a ride. And I said, sure, and that was my second mistake, and after that, I just kind of got in and started talking to him to give me a ride back, and just talking about, things from the past, and also reminiscing, the music playing, kind of had a part two or two, and so I chose to smoke some marijuana, and I called my PO a couple days later because my color showed up, and I told him, you know, that I smoked some marijuana, and then, and he's like, oh, well, you need to go ahead and come in. And so what's my mistake after that was, you know, I guess just acting irrationally out of fear, you know, for losing my freedom, I didn't show up for task and decided to leave the newborn assistance. And, you know, which I regret, like, immensely. That was a great place. I had a great, had an excellent opportunity right there, you know, and plus Steel Masters, I knew I was well doing good at my work and excellent at my job. And that's even a place of opportunity where I can go back and work. I got along well with my employer and also my fellow coworkers.
Okay, well, besides marijuana, were you using any other drugs?
I mean, I do, like, I got high on methamphetamine, like, literally three times, but I, other than that, you know, I just, the lifestyle wouldn't allow for me out there. My baby's mom really wasn't allowing anything like that also, so, but.
Okay, is there any questions from the board at this time? Is there enough?
Yes, Mr. Chu, other than your daughter's mother, do you have any family in Arizona? It looks like you've been in Oregon a lot.
I do not. The only reason why I do not have any, no family in Arizona, the only family I do have is my daughter, and I have a son, a three-year-old son named Eli, and my daughter's mom, who's pregnant right now. My kids are the sole reason why I've come to Arizona and keep returning back to Arizona.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Neal.
Any other questions?
Mr. Wright? Mr. Chu, what were you doing when the Buckeye police picked you up, sir?
I was riding with my daughter's mom, actually, and we were about to go look for her. I think it was her brother or her friend that called and said he needed some help. He was riding with his baby's mom, and so we went out to go pick him up. And I was back of her friend's car, and that was what I was doing.
So they just stopped the car, the police. What happened? Why did they stop the vehicle?
When they stopped the vehicle, I gave him my true name, and I started getting real nervous, you know. And so when I got out and walked off, you know what I mean, and then from there, and then they caught up with me, and then they took me in.
You absconded for 135 days. I know you already explained it to the Honorable Mr. Neal, but you didn't think about turning yourself in during those 135 days, sir?
Yeah, I thought about turning myself in every day. But, you know, When things like that occur, you know, when is the right time? I kept telling myself, oh, no, tomorrow. But no, the right time was yesterday and the week before and then the next day afterwards. So, yes, I did, and I should have known. I just, I have my kids out here, and, you know, and I just kept thinking, oh, my daughter's birthday, or, you know, Halloween and things like that, and it's just, I don't know, in all actuality, by me leaving that group home, making that decision, and the decisions I made, I victimized my daughter, I victimized my son, and my baby's mom's right to have me around, because I chose to use drugs and alcohol, and I stole the right to have me around, and you're gonna victimize them like that, it's unfortunate, but I shouldn't have made that mistake, and I would like the opportunity, if I'm given, I mean, to do it, because I know I can do it, you know, I mean, I know I can be successful out there in the group. I mean, I have excellent excellent character skills, I have excellent work skills, I have very excellent educational skills, opportunities, I'm smart, intelligent, I mean, I have a good support family too with my daughter's mom. I'm, you know, she's clean, sober, and bless my kids, you know, they make me feel like a million bucks. But, I mean, I know I made a mistake by, but not turning myself in, and I wish I should have done, not 135 days later, but should have been soon after.
Let me just ask a final question, sir, for me, and that is whether you get, this board let you out now, you get out April of next year, do you plan to stay in Arizona or are you going back to Oregon?
Oh, I plan to stay here in Arizona, wherever my kids are going to be, and I'm going to be there too.
Okay, sir. Thank you so very much, Mr. True.
Thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Neal.
Thank you, Mr. Neal. Mr. True?
Yes.
I just have one follow-up question, and if it was already answered, I apologize, but you said you used methamphetamine 3 times, you panicked because of the marijuana thing, and then you talked about the influence of the mother of your children and your children. So sometime while you were missing from community supervision, those 135 days, did you stop using drugs on your own?
Oh, yeah.
When did that happen?
Yes. Like we said, I got high on the marijuana before I left, so I was sober from then. I would say up to pretty much a month and a half, and then I got high, and then, you know, from one night, and then I didn't like the way it made me feel. She asked me, she's like, she goes, "So what's wrong with you? Are you okay? How come you're not tired?" And so I was like, "Boom, I can't do this." So yeah, it wasn't like a regular thing, but it was just, you know.
Well,
the 3 times.
When's the last time you used methamphetamine?
The last time I used was probably, I would say a week. I used it. I did a line of it probably about a week and a half before I got arrested.
Okay. I guess my point is that you sound like you're arriving at a place where you're really ready to stay off drugs and do some good things for your family. But it also sounds like that this realization is fairly recent, because it seems like you were struggling off and on while you were still outside of the prison system, right?
Yeah. This is not my life that I want to live in. You know, this is not where I want to. This is not where I see myself. You know, like my kids are my life. You know what I mean? And I want to be more to them than just a father by name only, you know. This is not something that is, you know, I'm not proud of anything that I've done in here or anything that goes on in here. I got a whole other life in Oregon too. I got a whole other life over there that's, you know, that I'm victimizing and letting down because of my life that she's over here, you know. Like I forced them to love me through a phone call or through a letter or things like that when they want me home for things like that, and, you know, and it kills me inside every day when I'm doing these things, and I, you know, I watch, whether it be families or on a movie or like on a show, you know, with the things I'm missing out on. So the question is, like, you know, I've come to the realization, like, you know, quite a while ago that, you know, I want to do more than change. I just want to live my life, you know, and everything. And I know that I've lost my right to a normal living within society. I understand that, and I know that. And by absconding, that doesn't show anything of standing saying, "Oh, hey, I'm ready. That is not a good representation to show that. I know that. I got scared, and I acted irrationally. And if I could go back and do that, yeah, I would. It's just, if given the opportunity again, I would do things differently.
Okay, sir, thank you for your response, and please understand, I am trying to encourage you. That's why I asked those questions. I'm trying to encourage you. Okay, thank you, Mr. Neal.
Any other questions from the board? Mr. True, we're coming to the conclusion of your hearing, achievements, the board willing discussion, and determining whether to reinstate your community supervision or to revoke it. But before we do that, would I give you another chance to tell us anything that you would like the board to know, but we ask that you don't repeat what you already told us, just any new information.
Okay. They've given the opportunity to come back on parole. There's some promises that I can make to you. I know that I'll voluntarily involve myself in drug and alcohol treatment, and I will not abscond. I will I will show up to every meeting and every parole meeting that I need to, and I will do my duty to earn my right back to live inside with a normal living. That's my promise to you.
Okay. Sir, the board's going to go into discussion now. While we're discussing, we'll be talking amongst ourselves, discussing the case. You may sometimes think we're talking to you, but we won't be. We'll just be talking amongst ourselves. So if you be quiet while you're in discussion, you can listen to it and hear everything we have to say. Okay, sir?
Okay.
The board is now in discussion. I see him and hear a man, it sounds like he's finally decided that he wants to straighten out his life for the sake of his children, if nothing else. And that's very commendable, and all kinds of, you know, programming to do and everything, but with 135 days of scouting time, I just have trouble wanting to be back out in the community supervision. And the fact that if he would have just done what he was supposed to, he would be out in 3 days. So, but at this time, I'm not in favor of reinstating his community supervision, but I'm certainly willing to listen to the comments from the rest of my board members. Mr. Canales?
Thank you, Mr. Neal. I agree with you, and this is one of those a little bit tough decisions, because I don't want to kill this man's motivation or to continue to stay off drugs. It would be nice to show him some other form of encouragement, but with 135 days missing from community supervision, it's just, and with his drug use being so close to when he was returned to DOC custody, I just don't feel comfortable returning him to community supervision.
Okay, and I also tend to agree. The things that I really like that he's saying, I really think he has an understanding, and especially explaining to us his errors in thinking specifically and identifying them. And he made a statement, these aren't his exact words, but it was something like, I victimized my kids by using drugs. And anybody that can say that is truly on his way to having an understanding and being able to get off of drugs. I really, really hope that Mr. True will be able to do that, because it sounds like he's got a solid start to a great life. So, but I think for now it would be best to have him finish his prison term. Thank you, Mr. Neal.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions?
I think I agree with our colleagues, and I think that I wish him well. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Well, based on everything we've discussed today, I move to revoke community supervision of Mr. True, as he was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapse or without lapse in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Just a second, sir. Mr. True, the board's going to revoke your community supervision. It really is primarily based on the fact that you were had absconded for such a long period of time. It is really easy to get up phone with our MPO and everything. I understand the conflict, but you know, it's a matter of what you should have been doing and what you were doing, the easy way versus maybe the tough way. But we would recommend, and we all like to encourage you, you sound like you're ready to straighten up your life, and it's commendable, because when you start putting your kids above yourself, you're one step ahead of a good portion of the population. We encourage you to see if you can get NA and AA classes, any of that, while you're still in there. But primarily, make plans for yourself, coordinate with CO3 as far as services, things like that, for your lease and your wife and your family there. Make a good plan so that when you get out, you really can be successful and take care of those kids.
Okay.
You understand that?
Okay, yep. Thank you.
All right. Well, good luck to you.
All right, too. Bye-bye.